The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, I will fire you on the spot.
But it looks like his VP's office didn't get the memo, as Kamala Harris is once again linked to a toxic work environment.
Just look at how she interacts with the media when they ask her not even a tough question, how angry and how irritated she gets. Can you imagine behind closed doors what she's like?
Now, from the relieffactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's kind of a fine line between being pro-vaccine and being a vaccine fanatic, isn't there? It's just a little baby step between saying, yeah, I'm for vaccines, and then being like a foaming at the mouth lunatic over vaccines. This John Hopkins School of Medicine professor, Dr. Martin McCary, real impressive guy. We've interviewed him. We have a podcast conversation up at MikeOnline.com if you want to subscribe to our podcasts. Marty McCary makes so much sense. And he's one of these rare breeds that goes against the conventional wisdom. And he was on Fox News yesterday with Dagan McDowell. And Dagan was talking to him a little bit about, again, this fine line. So listen to Marty McCary talk about this shift from being kind of reasonably in favor of vaccines, and I think most of us are, to being crazy fanatics about the vaccine, whereas if you don't get the vaccine, you got to be put in a gulag somewhere. Here was Marty McCary on Fox News.
Look, we have put out there, and I would say it's part of an agenda, because we've moved from being pro-vaccine to vaccine fanaticism, ignoring natural immunity and pushing it on everybody regardless of their risk. And so what you do when you don't stratify the risk, when you don't break down the risk, say for healthy kids, different from kids with a comorbidity, then all of a sudden it appears that the risk is equally distributed, and it's equally distributed in the population. You would think a 90-year-old has the same risk of a 2-year-old based on the way a lot of these barometers are used on the percent population vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It's not true. We actually don't even have the data broken down for healthy kids yet in the United States. I'd love to see it.
I mean, isn't making 3-year-olds wear a mask fanaticism? That's Fauci. He wants 3-year-olds to wear masks. I got tons of email on this yesterday. Tons of emails. Well, you know, we got a good 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds, 3 years and older. You gotta wear your mask. And parents are like, come on. Come on. And Fauci's all about it. Here's Representative Michael Burgess, a Republican. I don't know why any of these Republicans go on CNN. That makes no sense. Listen, they ain't going on, the left isn't going on Fox News. Rarely, if ever, do you see people like Fauci going on Fox News anymore. Used to, but now they avoid Fox News and Newsmax and One American News Channel like the plague. But here's Texas Congressman Mike Burgess mixing it up last night with Chris Cuomo on CNN.
When you place a mandate, a government mandate, the government says you have to take this, it drives oppositional behavior. Look, I was a medical student back in the 1970s. I remember Gerald Ford told us we all had to take the swine flu vaccine until they found out it caused Guillain-Barré. And then they said, don't take it. So people understand that if there is a mandate, look, you got to do
there is no mandate.
You got to figure it out. You talk to your trusted healthcare professional.
But there is no mandate.
That's the best advice I could give you. talk to your trusted healthcare professional and get the straight story on this.
There is a vaccine. Hold on, Representative. I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time following. There is no mandate.
Yeah, don't you love this? And this is the left's clever way of standing at the White House podium and saying, now, we don't favor a mandate, but if local communities wish to impose a mandate, we're fine with that. You get it? Of course there's a mandate. When Jen Psaki, speaking on behalf of the president, says, if local communities impose mandates, we're all on board with that, that is a mandate. Cuomo knows that. Of course there's a mandate. You don't think these goofy far-left mayors and county commissioners all across the country are going to impose mandates? Of course they are. They already are. They're doing it. Some of these mayors are so far left, doing their best to drive their cities into the ground. There's going to be a mandate. You've already heard de Blasio talk about it in New York. You think Lori Lightfoot isn't going to impose a mandate? There will be mandates imposed. And then Chris Cuomo will never have to acknowledge how wrong he was. He's never going to apologize. He's never going to correct himself because he hopes nobody will notice that he pretended to tell Dr. Michael Burgess last night on CNN there is no mandate. I'm having a hard time following you. There's no mandate. Should we play the clip? Do we have it from yesterday, guys? Jen Psaki saying, well, now if there's a local mandate, if businesses do it, we're all right with that. That's okay by us. Did you hear what another Republican governor did over mandates? Ohio Governor Mike DeWine just signed a bill. Better not be any mandates here. No mandates in the Buckeye State. That's Republican leadership. So Republicans are against this. Democrats are for it. It's real simple. Another Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, wrote a letter about, and this is fascinating, I want you to hear about the Hillsborough County Republican Party in Florida and what they said to Ron DeSantis about the establishment of the Capitol Police Field Office in Tampa, Florida. Ron DeSantis has already spoken out against it, and I guarantee you he'll be consistent. Republicans are the leaders America needs. It's real simple. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed legislation that prevents public schools and colleges in Ohio from requiring people to get a vaccine that has not been fully approved by the FDA. Pretty reasonable. This is an experimental vaccine. I said that to my pal Mark Davis, and I thought Mark's head was going to explode. Ah, you conspiracy. No, it's true. This has not been approved by the FDA. Do you know how many people would be probably willing to get the vaccine when it's approved by the FDA? When are they going to get around to approving it? Well, I don't know if it's going to take years, if it's going to take months. Ohio Senate Democrat caucus leader Kenny Yuko took to Twitter to express dismay to what Governor DeWine did. Senator Kenny Yuko wrote, I am disappointed by Governor DeWine's decision to sign House Bill 244 into law. Public schools and universities in Ohio should be able to create policies to keep their students and employees safe. Listen, you know what happens with the honor system? Most people follow it. This should not be mandatory. This should be voluntary, just like it is at Disney World, just like it is in Las Vegas, just like it is in most reasonable businesses and communities. Hey, if you're not vaccinated, we want you to wear a mask. Put a sign up. And you know what we're counting on in America? The honor system. We're not going to check you. What are you going to check? That flimsy piece of paper that Joe the pharmacist scrawled onto that's all bent and destroyed? You're going to, what, that's your Willy Wonka golden ticket? There's no apps that are showing if you're vaccinated or not. There's no way to enforce it. It's ridiculous. And it needs to stop. Some of us chose to get a vaccine. I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Two of my kids got the Pfizer vaccine. One of my other sons got the Moderna, and then my fourth son got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We made a decision for ourselves. But if you've made a decision not to, you shouldn't be shunned. You shouldn't be ostracized. You shouldn't be shamed. You shouldn't be bullied. And I expect you'll follow the honor system. If you're asked to wear a mask in a indoor environment where there's a lot of people and you're not vaccinated, you're probably going to wear a mask. Am I wrong? This is a numbers issue. And most people follow an honor system. Most people stop at red lights. Most people obey the speed limit. You don't have to stop at a red light. If nobody's around, you'll go through it. No, you don't do that. You do the honorable thing. Most people do the right thing. Now, am I being naive? Am I being Pollyanna? Tell me what you think. 1-800-655-MIKE. It's a Thursday. July 15th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show, and I'm glad you're here. Join us. One open line, 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Hey, Mike, just a lonely truck driver over here in good old Illinois with Mayor Lightfoot. If they do a mandate, I'm not going to comply with it. And thank God for the governors that are consistent.
Mike, I don't understand all this talk about mandates. Every COVID vaccine is experimental.
Hey, Mike, I think you're wrong about the honor system. For a while now, it's been on the honor system. Fully vaccinated individuals can not wear a mask, but then nobody was wearing a mask.
I don't know. That's a good point, and I just don't believe that most people are going to say, I'm not going to get a vaccine. I go to a place like Disney World, and there's a sign up that says, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask. If you're not vaccinated, please wear your mask. I think people are going to go along with that. I started to say comply. Did you notice that? I sound like Biden. Here was Jen Psaki yesterday. Yuri's got this clip, right? Here's Jen Psaki talking about this great little side shuffle. This is the shenanigans of the left. These are what Democrats do. Well, we won't have a mandate on a federal level, but if you crazy mayors want to have a mandate, we're all on board.
Well, I would say first from the federal government, if I remember the context of the question, it was about federal mandates, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's not a decision that we are making. That is not our intention from the federal government. There will be decisions made by private sector entities, by universities, by educational institutions, and even perhaps by local local leaders, should they decide that is how to keep their community safe. If they decide to make that decision, we certainly support them in that step.
I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. If they want to have mandates, we support the mandates. But Chris Cuomo said there are no mandates. Joe. Here's on Joe on line three. Joe doesn't think people will follow the honor system. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, respectfully, I disagree with you on this one. I think we see it now. I live in the suburbs of Minneapolis. Nobody under 12 is vaccinated. We know that. And if you go to, let's say, a store, a Target around here, probably 75-80% of the kids are walking around with no mask. And I think people feel like the masks were not that effective in the beginning and are an overreach by government. So the people who are not vaccinated yet are not going to comply and follow the honor system. It's also a little bit of kind of like a scarlet letter. It identifies you, and so you'd rather just go back to your life. So I respectfully disagree.
All right, so let me ask you. So if you're not vaccinated, right?
Correct.
All right, so if you want to go to Disney World with your family, and you see the giant signs that say, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated, please wear a mask. What are you going to do?
I wouldn't wear a mask. I do it every day when I walk into Target or a restaurant around home. I wouldn't wear a mask.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are going to not honor the honor system. I mean, I don't know. I think businesses, here's the other perspective. I applaud a company like Disney World saying, let's let people in and let's not make them wear masks. But they also have an obligation to try to do what they think is in the public safety and in the public interest as well. And if they got a bunch of people, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing gives me a headache, Joe, but I hear you. I mean, I didn't even anticipate that. Maybe you're right. Maybe people are just going to say, I'm going to lie and I'm going to walk in and not honor the honor system. I don't know. 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
But I'd also think we all need to look at one another and ask ourselves, what do we need to do better next time? And in many respects, being able to sacrifice a little bit for one another to get through this and to save more lives is going to be essential. And that's something that I think we could all have done a little bit better on.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
We got a lot of great things coming up. We're going to be at the Turning Point USA event this Monday in Tampa. We'll be broadcasting live from there, bringing you a lot of great conservative guests. Charlie Kirk will be with us. It's a terrific, terrific event, and they're gearing up for a big shindig in Tampa on Monday, and we'll be right there in the middle of it all, broadcasting from there. I also love sharing the news with you about Job Creators Network. As the war against small business owners continues, there's one group fighting back. Yesterday, we visited with Alfredo Ortiz. So Major League Baseball is woke. They wanted to punish Atlanta since Georgia is passing common sense voter integrity laws. Oh, it's Jim Crow! So they moved the All-Star game like dummies from Atlanta, a majority black city, to lily white Denver. Boy, that'll show Atlanta, right, Commissioner Manfred? Right, Major League Baseball? Clowns. And Job Creators Network has been fighting back against it. They filed a lawsuit, actually, against Major League Baseball for the immediate return of the All-Star Game to Atlanta. Black-owned businesses got hurt terribly by this decision. They don't care about black-owned businesses. They care about the woke crowd on Twitter. Well, Job Creators Network is fighting back. Join the Job Creators Network team. Go to joinjcn.com. Learn all about this tremendous organization. Alfredo Ortiz, Elaine Parker, so many others. They're looking for great people to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. To be a part of it, go to joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com. They need you. America needs you. How about Governor Mike DeWine from Ohio signing legislation that prevents public schools and colleges from requiring students and teachers and administrators to have to get a vaccine. No vaccine mandate in Ohio, but Lisa says there's more to that story. Hey, Lisa, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to bring up 2 points, and they're separate from each other. The first one was, you know, I'm not quick to tout DeWine's success on this one because I really feel he was pressured into it rather than, you know, by his own actual philosophies. Because, you know, with our Trump rally and him not showing up for that, the, increased coverage that Renacci is getting for a potential, I think he's just in fear of losing his job, to be quite honest with you. So I think it's a self-preservation mode.
Yeah,
unfortunately, more than it is.
Fair enough, but he still signed it, and he did it.
But he
you
signed
know,
and that, it, and I was ecstatic when I saw that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's important. I mean, I know what you mean, though. I mean, about a lot of these, but that's a good listen. If he's worried about keeping his job, so he signs legislation that makes sense.
Yeah,
then do it.
I mean,
you know the old saying, Lisa, about perfect being the enemy of the good. You know,
true.
I mean. So at least he did it. I mean, governors have to step up across the country like this, Lisa, or we are going to be like a bunch of sheep being forced to show our papers to the government officials.
This is why that rally, if that's what the pressure he needs, we need to have more of it.
Bingo.
More pressure to get them to do their jobs.
Bingo. Amen. Good to hear from you, Lisa. Thanks. 800-655-MIKE. Here's Kathy. Hey, Kathy, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I just wanted to say my comment is that I don't agree that people that are wearing masks are the ones that are not vaccinated. I think it's the opposite. I think what you were talking about yesterday where you got the people that are driving their cars, they're fully vaccinated, they're wearing masks, they're shaming other people that are not wearing masks. I still don't understand what the purpose is of having to wear the masks. We have the vaccine now, and that's not supposed to stop the virus entirely. It's supposed to reduce the spread and reduce people from dying from COVID. And if you want to not die from COVID or you want to not get COVID, then go get vaccinated. Your chances will improve. But don't
I mean, I'm mystified by people who have been vaccinated. And they're afraid, we talked about this yesterday, they're afraid of other people who aren't vaccinated. What's the point of the vaccine?
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
It
it's crazy. Well, it's like living in fear. It's living in paranoia. It's living in anguish. And I know people like this. I unfortunately know too many people like this who like the fear. They like to wallow in this misery. And it's kind of crazy. I mean, these are miserable people. The left, they're just miserable people. I mean, do you realize the kind of rhetoric they're using that is just turning off Americans left and right? Do you know what kind of red wave we're going to see next year? And Democrats are talking about it. I hear every day, I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, Mike, I'm a registered Democrat. I like your show. I don't agree with you very much, but I like the way you do the radio show, blah, 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 which I appreciate. I don't mean to minimize that, but they're saying, I'm terrified we're going to get our clocks cleaned in 2022. You know, H.R. 1, the four of the people, we the people, the will of the people, whatever crap they're using, the anachronism they're using or stupid rhetoric. The John Lewis Voting Rights Act. You got to hear this. Stuart Stevens is a guy, I think he masquerades as a Republican, but these guys aren't Republicans. These guys aren't conservatives. They know what H.R. 1 would do. It would be this massive overhaul to federalize our election process. I mean, the left and Trump haters are so delighted that voting regulations and laws were changed for COVID, and they want it to be permanent because they think, well, it worked in November. Let's have it work forever. They wallow in it.
COVID is God's gift to the left.
That's right. So here's Stuart Stevens over on MSNBC. I don't know who this guy is. I guess he's a Republican. He's a Republican, right? He's a Republican strategist. A little bit like Anna Navarro is a Republican, you know? Or Morning Joe is a Republican. I mean, these are all like Democrats who say they're Republicans. It's the craziest thing. So listen, and then they root now against the Republican Party. You understand. And I know one of them pretty well. I know a Trump hater, a never Trumper, who's a lifelong Republican, who says, I don't recognize my party. I hate the Republican. He doesn't like the Republican Party anymore. So again, believe them when they say that. When they're talking against Republicans and tearing down Republicans and they want Democrats, progressives to win, believe them. They've become what they used to oppose. So here's Stuart Stevens on MSNBC. Listen to this. Cut three.
Making it easier to vote, making it harder to gerrymander, disclosure on people who give money. Last word to you, Stuart. If we don't do this, then what happens in your view?
Well, look, I think it's our inability to imagine what will happen, which is our greatest danger. It is a replay of 9/11, and we cannot imagine what could, this attack on America. And we have to get out of that. We call it the American experiment because it could have failed. It was an experiment, and it's up to us to defend it.
Can you imagine claiming that if H.R. 1 doesn't pass, it's a replay of 9/11? I mean, this is grotesque rhetoric. It's like, you know, years ago, I had a boss, still do. You know, our bosses, and I've been blessed over the years, nobody tells me what to say. Nobody tells me how to think. Nobody tells me what I'm allowed to do on the air. But there's feedback. You know, I get feedback. I remember my agent in New York City when I first got the job in New York said, remember, it's Houston Street. Don't you dare say Houston Street. It's Houston Street. You're going to sound like a dummy if you say Houston Street. So there's advice. Yeah, I got other advice, like don't go after the mafia. don't. If it's good for the Jews, it's good for all of us. There's all this kind of advice I get to be a New York host. There's like just advice. That's not don't do this, but just friendly advice. Well, one advice I got from the great Phil Boyce, don't always compare things to Hitler. You can't always invoke Hitler. That's a cheap shot. It's insulting to people who have parents and grandparents who died in the Holocaust. Well, it's the same thing. Look at this guy, Republican, quote unquote, strategist. If we don't pass the H.R. 1, which federalizes our election, it's a replay of 9/11. Now, he doesn't believe that any more than James Clyburn doesn't believe that the Democrats have always been in favor of voter ID laws. They're just lying because they're wanting to scare people because they're desperate. They're desperate. They are afraid. They know what's coming. They know 2022 is going to be here before they know it, and they're going to get walloped. They're going to lose big. Here's Trish Regan's great tweet. Instinctively, Americans understand that showing a license or other form of ID when you vote is 1,000% fair. The fact that one side is insisting that this is akin to Civil War slavery shows how desperate and manipulative they really are. Win at all costs. Pathetic and destructive. Hey, Trish, you're right.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I was so afraid, Fernando. We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry.
Thank you.
Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. I enjoy your show so much. We've got to do something with our country. The Pelosi's and the O'Biden's and the Clinton's, Obama's, they're just aiding to this guy, and he's just making money like it's no tomorrow, and we're all falling into a sinkhole. Trump would do half of this, he'd be impeached. That's all you would hear. We've got to get this guy and this vice president out of there, and we've got to regain our country.
Well, we got to get our country back, but I think we are, and it's happening. Americans are, as the left likes to say, woke. We're woke. We got our eyes wide open. A very sharp-eared listener noticed I'm a little hoarse. Don't worry, I feel great. I raised my voice earlier in the show. I have this thing where if I get loud, I strain my voice. And I'm so mad at myself for doing that, but I get excited, you know? I've been yelling about Mike Lindell's huge announcement. If you missed it earlier today, I am so proud to share with you this incredible news because I get more feedback, I think, about the towels these days than I'm getting on anything. The six-piece towel set. There's a limited time offer that Mike has rolled out, and I don't even know how they can do this. Because the six-piece set, these are two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths from MyPillow in a variety of colors, mineral gray, ocean blue, white, black, navy, plum color. Now, they're normally $109.99, which is a good price to begin with. Do you know that Mike Lindell, for Mike Gallagher listeners, is offering this at now 63% off, $39.99 for a six-piece set of MyPillow towels. Now, these towels are so absorbent, Mike has figured out how to make towels that actually work. You know, you get towels home and they look good and you think they feel comfortable in the store, and then you get them home and they don't absorb water? There's a reason for that. Mike explained it earlier. We've got it posted up at MikeOnline.com, my conversation with Mike Lindell, to hear about the announcement. But he's perfected this, so this six-piece towel set, now just $39.99 with promo code MikeG. Of course, you're going to get the premium MyPillow for $29.98 when you use the promo code MikeG, the doggy beds, the Giza Dream Sheets. But these towels, this is a limited-time offer, so don't miss out on this. You want bath towels that really, really work? MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher radio specials. Click on that little box. When you place your order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so you can get the MyPillow towels, the six-piece set, normally $109.99, $39.99 with promo code MikeG. This is a limited-time offer. I don't want you to miss out. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to say.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. You know, I saw a report this morning on Fox News. Democrats are real nervous that the red wave is coming. Here's Ronna McDaniel, the RNC chairwoman, cut number 8 on Fox News, talking to Harris Faulkner yesterday, one of my favorites over there, and saying Republicans are energized like never before.
Police officers are quitting in record numbers. Less people are signing up. We are seeing cities in chaos with crime rates spiking. And the American people are smart enough to know that the Democrats are at the root of this. And they are making our country and our cities definitely less safe in this mission to defund the police, which has had consequences that have hurt millions and thousands and millions of Americans. So we know in the midterms, the party out of power picks up on average 26 seats. And I'll give you one stat, Harris. Last night in Georgia, House District 34, Joe Biden lost that district by 4 points in 2020. Our candidate just won by 26 points last night. We're seeing this across the country as we are seeing bellwether races pop up. Republicans are energized because they are seeing the destruction of this country under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
It's pretty amazing. We mentioned this earlier about House District 34 in Georgia. Let me reiterate what Ronna McDaniel said. And she uses the word bellwether. And boy, is she right. Biden lost the district, House District 34, by only 4 points. The Republican candidate in House District 34 won by 26 points. You know what that, do you understand what that is signaling? The red wave is coming because all they had to do was be normal, and they don't know how to be normal. And Americans are fed up. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. All right, thanks to the team. I'm not forgetting anybody today. Yuri, Brian, Pavlina, Alex, Derek, and Sean. That's what it takes to keep this show up and running every day. Hope you appreciate it. I know you do. Have a great Thursday. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. Did I say Pavlina? I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.